We got to move on to happier things, like
absolutely.
The fact that we won't have Elizabeth Montgomery anymore. That kind of
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, except of course for the fact that Bewitched is Dead has cast a pall over my mood.
Oh, really?
You know, if there were fairness in this world, Gary, there were fairness in this world, Elizabeth Montgomery would have lived, and that show would have died.
Come on, you guys.
I like that show, and I liked her.
Yeah, it was okay.
Of course you like it, Lisa. You're a girl.
She's a good witch, a good, intelligent witch.
I hate Bewitched.
I like her, and I love that show.
This is another...
Lisa,
yeah?
Get a life.
Yeah, Gary.
I don't sit around and watch it anymore.
Gary, did you like Bewitched?
Well, from what I remember, no, I don't.
No, of course not. No, man. Yeah, well, there's a reason there.
He's a boy.
The show was basically based on the emasculation of the American male.
That's right.
That part.
Of course you do. Don't touch your nose when that part comes on.
Bewitched.
Oh, up until now, I never knew the lyrics, did you? Really?
My brother and I used to sit in front of the TV and sing this.
Boy, you had your brother whipped, didn't you?
He was 5 years younger. He could do anything I tell him to do.
Traffic on Pearl Jam with two M's. WLSFM Talks.
Thanks a lot, Pearl. It's 7:30. News is brought to you by Emphasis Health Insurance. HUD Secretary Henry Cisneros, supposed to arrive in Chicago today, is going to formally announce a federal takeover of the CHA. Vince Lane resigns at 5 o'clock this afternoon. He says he wanted to resign. Cross-examination of Colin Yamauchi resumes today in the OJ trial. Defense has been trying to prove that the work that he did was sloppy and that the jury should reject the results of all the blood tests that he did for the case. It's the Golden State. California has replaced Florida as the most popular U.S. travel spot for foreigners. New York City holds on to the top spot as the most popular U.S. city to visit. L.A. second, Miami's third, San Francisco fourth, Orlando's fifth, Honolulu's sixth, Las Vegas is seventh, Washington's eighth. Where's Chicago, you're wondering? Mm-hmm. We're at ninth. Boston, number 10. Hey, Minnesota Appeals Court says a couple has a right to sue a Maury Povich show producer. The man and woman's picture was mistakenly shown on the show during a segment on sex abuse. Christopher Reeve had a neck injury over the weekend. He was thrown from a horse during a riding competition. Too soon to comment by his spokespeople about just how badly he's hurt or whether it's permanent. Gee, Larry King, what a catch he is. He says he knows why his six marriages never lasted. He tells TV Guide that he's, quote, easily bored. King says he has a short attention span and he hates all those rudimentary things you're supposed to do when you're married, like go visit cousin Egbert. He says, but hey, he's in great shape for the age of 61, even though he says he takes Maalox each and every night.
And you want to know something?
Yes.
Larry King is an infotainer. That's what he wants to be known as, an infotainer.
Not as a talk show host.
He does not want to be known as a news person.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He just wants to be known as an infotainer. It's kind of one of those new terms, you know?
Yeah.
A mixture of informer and entertainer. Okay?
Well, it works.
He's an infotainer. That's
okay.
What he is.
Okay.
Larry King. And by the way, Richard Roper's going to talk about him today. Hate Larry King update from 9 to 11.
Hope I'm here for that. WLSFM Online weather, sunny and 78. Cooler along the lake in the afternoon. Clear and 53 tonight. Sunny and 82 tomorrow. 54 at O'Hare and Midway right now. 61 along the lake. I'm Lisa Dominique, and that's what you need to know at 7:33. Speak for yourself on WLS. FM.
I stumped the Murph. Grown men and women do this. People who should be showing at least an ounce of maturity jump up and down going, I stumped the Murph, and ask me questions like, what did the beaver say to the tree? Let's go ahead and whack him with this.
It's kind of a compliment. They feel comfortable enough to come up to you and to have fun.
And to say to me,
what does a beaver say to the tree? Because you're a regular guy, remember? Except, of course, that you're better than us because you never cheat. You're a regular guy, just like us.
And I want to be a regular guy, and I am a regular guy. Regular guys don't normally get stopped on Well Street at 9 o'clock and ask, what does a beaver say to the tree? That's not part of being a regular guy, I'm telling you. If that's the life of a regular guy, well, you can damn well have it.
Would you at least at some point this morning tell me the answer to that, though?
What?
What did the beaver say to the tree? I'm really curious.
This is important to you?
Well, what is it, like bite me, nibble on this, or can I eat you? What?
Scientists have come closer to finding an aberrant gene that makes all the men in a certain rural Mexican family so hairy that they are unable to find any employment except at circus sideshows as werewolves. The men are born with hair all over their faces, even on their eyelids.
Oh, man. That would tickle.
The hairy gene afflicts no one outside this family. This means, honestly, there is one family. One Mexican family living out in the countryside. And every man in that family, and to some extent the women, are just hairy as all hell. Their faces are completely covered with hair. New progress in the search for the gene is reported in the current issue of the Journal of Nature Genetics. The family was not identified by name, and I can see why. The last thing I need is like morning DJs from around the country calling me.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Harry?
Is this Harry Butts?
Who's this? Is this Harry? Now, I don't quit laughing, okay? The Mexican no. Harry family is a serious story here. The men who inherit the gene have inch-long hair all over their faces.
How about their thingies? Well, you said their eyelids, so how about their thingies?
Apparently,
don't you think
that may be included because apparently the only things that are spared are the lips.
Whoa.
My God, I wonder how long it is. The hair. The hair.
Woo. Welcome into Leave It to Lisa.
We're going to untangle this wicked...
Never mind.
Exactly. Wicked web.
Tim, it's Murph. Good morning. You're on WLS-FM.
How you doing, Murph?
Hey, Tim, I'm happy. Was that a quark? Did you just quark?
Excuse yourself, please.
I think I heard Tim quark.
Well, everybody stole my thunder, but two things. A quark supposedly is a building block of the hadrons, which are subnuclear particles, so they're extremely small.
Right.
If it's a top quark, it's a Ross Perot lookalike from the Deep Space Nine. They got the nomination for the GOP.
That's what I thought, too.
If you watch Deep Space Nine, they have quarks on there. And there used to be, tell me, if you watch those kind of shows, Tim, wasn't there a show called Quark that had to do with a garbage scow in space that starred Richard Benjamin about 10 years ago? I swear there was.
I'm backing you up on this because this sounds very familiar.
If you're just geeky, but familiar. If you're just waking up and you don't feel smart enough to get in on the discussion of quarks and subatomic particles, tell me if you remember a stupid Richard Benjamin show about a garbage scow in space.
Get ready for the lines to light up.
Yeah, that'll give you guys a chance to participate also. Yes, Tim?
Get them set up with Lisa, man.
Pardon me?
Get them set up with Lisa, the top quark.
He sounds too small for me. I'm sorry.
WLSFM. A little after 7 o'clock. Robert Murphy here. Celestine Prophecy book review coming up 7:30 this morning. Want to review something else in the meantime? You know it's being released today, don't you?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Snow White is here. Arrived in stores yesterday. So it should be up on the shelves today.
So many wonderful scenes in that movie.
How many of you are like me, kind of a little bit perverted as a child and saw the sexual and erotic overtones of...
How old were you?
When I first saw it?
Yeah. And you saw the sexual and erotic overtones.
Perhaps 8, something like that. I was...
8?
Right.
You were a very hormonally advanced child.
I never had a latent period.
Apparently not.
The one that Freud speaks of. I never went through that.
You just went straight from childhood to full-bloom sexuality.
From Teterboro, New Jersey. And Lisa had this story. You're the one that brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
5 New Jersey bank employees are now in trouble. They're going to be suspended because of nude pinups. And we all know that's wrong in the workplace. That can't be tolerated. No nude pinups are allowed because that's sexual harassment. What happened here is a teller for the United Jersey Bank, a woman, says it was just a joke. She and 4 other women cut out pictures of naked men from Playgirl magazine, then placed the pinups in the workspace of another female employee. It was a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know what the joke was, but you know, it really is not my joke, so I don't even care.
It doesn't matter.
However, Joseph Sari, a man, claims there is no humor in this, complained about it, and said it is sexual harassment, and it was aimed at him, aimed directly at him in sexual harassment. So what's happened? All women involved here, the four that did the cutouts and the one in whose cubicle it was found, have been suspended. 2 weeks, no pay, and required to make an apology to Joseph Sarri for sexually harassing him. Take that one on.
I'd like to know why he feels that it was aimed at him. And it doesn't matter whether it was aimed at him or not. They shouldn't have been put up in the cubicle no matter what. It should not have happened. If somebody did that here in this workplace, put a bunch of pictures of nude women in somebody's cubicle, I would be annoyed. I don't think they would be aiming it at me specifically. It doesn't matter whether they were aiming it at me. Shouldn't have happened.
Get over it.
What do you mean, get over it?
Get over it, and this guy should get over it, too. This guy is a wuss.
It's inappropriate in the workplace.
It's inappropriate. That's it. That's what it is. It's inappropriate. It's not a case for five women to have to be suspended for 2 weeks without pay here. These women at the bank had a joke. I don't know what the joke was. It doesn't matter. They put up some nude photos. Oh. Is there? What is the problem?
The problem is it's inappropriate in the workplace. It doesn't matter which sex.
I'll tell you what the problem is. You know good and well that you really are not bothered by this at all. You just know that you have to try to stick to your guns here because it was turned around. If it was a man doing it, then, of course, you'd want them fired.
Certainly that's part of it.
You'd want them fired.
Fired?
Yeah,
I would want them fired. I would want them reprimanded just as these women were reprimanded.
2 weeks without pay.
That seems severe, but,
severe nothing.
They won't do it again.
2 weeks without pay.
I think it's inappropriate, and they shouldn't have done it, and they should have known better.
And the only reason you're doing that is because you don't want to get caught in a trap. Because you know good and well.
No, I truly feel that way.
Our number is 591-9470. I got mostly guys on the jury this morning.
Good, I'd love to hear what they have to say.
Well, and you will.
Good.
You women want to help...